Phone the comment line 1850 715 900.
Liz, what are you going to do about the cyclists who break the rules of the road, running red lights, cycling up one-way streets, up on footpaths, etc.? That question is posed by Carmel in Dublin. I suppose she's going to ask them to stop. Would Liz consider giving out a number for car mobile users to be reported? Asks Anne. And David Quinn tweets to say, Liz O'Donnell raises a good point about how the law makes it very hard for new parties to raise significant money, undemocratic. Now, does the death of the Double Irish mean the end of Ireland's golden age of foreign direct investment? Well, who better to ask than the Jobs Minister, Richard Bruton, currently touring the United States, reassuring big companies that Ireland is still the place to be for them. He's on the line now from Philadelphia. Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Sean.
What reaction are you getting from US companies when you explain our new tax arrangement?
I think there's been a very positive response. They recognise that Ireland has taken a decisive step to get out in front of the new tax environment that undoubtedly is now emerging. We've dealt with some of the legacy issues in the past, but more important, we've put in place the commitment to a knowledge box, which is to encourage innovative companies to have a location in Ireland and to be able to develop intellectual property here. And that's really attractive. I mean, the sort of companies that the IDA under Martin Shanahan is pursuing are these high technology companies, pharmaceutical companies, medical devices companies who want to be able to manage their intellectual property in a good environment, supported not just by the tax system, but obviously by talent, by the research environment, by the regulatory environment. And that's what Ireland continues to offer. We've been voted, as you know, Forbes ranked us number one for investment, and we're determined that we won't stand still. We'll continue to develop that.
Yeah, as we know, Michael Noonan in the budget 2 weeks ago said he is abolishing the ability of companies to use the Double Irish by changing our residency rules, and now we will require all companies registered in Ireland to also be tax residents. So what's the attraction? Explain a bit more, if you would, of this knowledge box. What's the attraction there?
Well, it designates certain income from innovation activity as having a better tax environment than normal activity. So a lower tax rate applies to the income generated by research and development or by other novel approaches. For instance, in data analytics is a big area of novel approach where business models are changing as a result of being able to, process large volumes of information. So you create an environment where the most innovative companies can carry out those activities in a tax environment that is very rewarding.
Is this what's called
typically?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, typically, for example, in the UK, they offer a rate that is half the normal rate in that area. The Dutch and Luxembourg offer very low rates, around 5%. The French have a box. The Belgians have a box. Many countries now have these structures, and clearly Ireland wants to be best in class post this changed environment, and we are moving to put that in place.
Are we looking, as reported, at a 6.25% rate for this knowledge box tax rate?
Well, we're entering a period of consultation with clients and others, and that's one of the items that we are doing here. We're discussing with companies, what sort of box would best suit their needs. So, there are different approaches to how you what's included, what sort of activities are included, what sort of what happens with acquired as opposed to IP that's generated within Ireland. So there are different dimensions of such arrangements, and we are making sure that we consult with companies and put in place one. I mean, after all, foreign investment has generated in the last 3 years 18,000 jobs directly, and the knock-on probably brings that to 30,000 jobs. So it's been a really important part of our recovery, and we have to continue to target ambitious companies who want to come to Ireland but have many competitive locations.
Is effectively, are these new knowledge box arrangements going to be a kind of a new front for corporate tax avoidance? Is that the real intention here?
No, Ireland is determined to be competitive, and every time I go into a boardroom, you can be sure there are several other countries going into that very same boardroom setting out their wares. So you have to be competitive, and you know, the biggest area of competition is, if you like, the war for talent. It is, you know, companies are looking for the skills in science, technology that we all know about and which Ireland has taken steps to develop. But they also, of course, look at you know, the tax environment, they look at the regulatory environment, they look at the planning environment, they look at, you know, can they grow their business successfully from an Irish base? And we have to make sure that we're competitive. And, you know, as I've said, several countries have such knowledge boxes, and we should have too.
Are you confident that you'll get as warm or as good a welcome in Berlin for the new proposed arrangements as you have been clearly getting in places like Boston?
Well, you know, every country has to look to its own tax structure, and we have now an international process under the OECD where we're looking at, collectively looking at, what are harmful tax competition, where have companies been too aggressively managing this. Now, many countries have these investment boxes for innovative activity, so it's not deemed to be a harmful way of competing. Obviously, there's continuing work in the OECD, so we will, Michael Noonan has said he will wait till next year's finance bill before finalising the detail to make sure he takes on board any general recommendations. But clearly, this is now a well-established form of international competition, and Ireland is determined that we would be competitive in that arena, and we make no apologies for it. It's a key part of our Action Plan for Jobs strategy to develop, you know, international investors coming to Ireland, and we've been extremely successful at it. And, you know, we've doubled the trade missions in order to, you know, promote that more effectively. We've put more resources into IDA to give them greater spread. We've introduced Connect Ireland as a new approach to winning foreign investment. So, you know, we're determined that we stay competitive, because it's a crucial part of our recovery.
Have we now, or will we soon hear the end of everybody from John McCain to Barack Obama accusing us of having, if you like, having a system effectively that allows people to magically become Irish companies and to run profits through here and not pay sufficient tax on them? Are those days over now, in your view?
I don't think you'll ever see the end of people grumbling about what other countries do in the tax arena. I think that would be hoping for a change in human nature. So there will always be people who criticise what another country does.
Yeah, but it's not just people, it's the President of the United States as recently as last July.
Yeah, but the President of the United States has become involved in an internationally coordinated process through the OECD, which is identifying what are harmful tax practices and what are fair ones. Ireland has recognised, taken on board that analysis that they've published, and put in place a very competitive but a very fair system of tax. I think that's the approach. We, as Michael Noonan said, we will compete hard, but we will compete fair. And I think, you know, an international arena is the only arena that can bring countries to change the tax systems in a way that is fair. We've yet to see, do other countries follow Ireland's move and you know, make the changes that are necessary, but we believe that this is the right route. We need to take a decisive step, get out ahead of the competition, and give our companies certainty for the future. And that's what's welcomed here. You know, companies who have been using these structures will have over 6 years to adapt, and we are offering new competitive environment for the sort of innovative companies that we're trying to win.
Richard Bruton, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning on the line from Philadelphia. Back home, rebellion over the rising centenary after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.